Bond. James Bond. Famous words of introduction. Daniel Craig, the sixth actor to portray Her Majesty's greatest super spy, turned down a request to say them at a press conference in Prague back in February. But soon, audiences everywhere will hear the actor say them for the first time in Casino Royale, the latest installment. As it happens in the Czech Republic, the film premieres in Prague on November the 16th, a day before the anniversary of the country's Velvet Revolution that marked the end of communism in Czechoslovakia. Given Bond's Cold War history, what could be more appropriate? While many Czechs had minimal exposure to 007 less than 20 years ago, there's no question the character, at least for a time, tapped into a kind of symbolic pulp appeal here after 1989. It may be silly, but I honestly never forgot how one crowd cheered during one of the first screenings of GoldenEye at a Prague cinema. The scene where the spy successfully free-files off a cliff and takes over a pilot-less plane, only to swerve away from certain death. The crowd began to hoot and clap. Really, it was almost moving. As one Czech journalist told me, the Bond stories held irrepressible glamour for many here, for obvious reasons. First, there was the spy's obvious opposition to the Soviet Union in defense of the West. Not a bad reason. But there were other reasons, too. Quite simply that the Bond films have always been very well made. In the past, the title sequences alone were worth the price of admission. And though it's a comic book rendition of life, with Bond it never mattered because it was all tongue-in-cheek, all in obvious humor. That, many would agree, has always been one of the franchise's greatest strengths. The other reason why the films in the 90s may have enjoyed increased popularity here was simply because they were new. Czech audiences earlier, some have told me, were starved for decent detective or adventure stories, and in the 70s they didn't get many. The dubious best that Czechoslovakia's notoriously vacuous normalization period produced was the woolly Major Zeman, a series, if we leave aside serious issues of propaganda, manipulation and distortion, was simply bad TV. No action, little suspense. The character of Zeman in his ill-fitting dark green uniform on duty and the bland shrug and grimace could certainly not compete. He was no Bond. No Pierce Brosnan either, cheered on by that Czech GoldenEye audience. Brosnan did perhaps more than anyone else to reinvigorate the character for the franchise after the Cold War was done. Even when his appeal gradually wore off, it was less his fault than the film's becoming more spectacle than story. The baddies, too, somehow lost their bite once what Reagan had called the evil empire, cartoonishly portrayed in the Bond films, was no more. I'm not surprised the production team opted now for a completely different look with Casino Royale, going with the blonde Mr. Craig, whose far grittier and less than classical features saw him criticized long before filming even began. But he is so different, it might just do the trick. And even if for some Czechs Agent 007 in the last few years lost a bit of his edge, after all there are all kinds of newer heroes and anti-heroes now to choose from, Casino Royale will hold interest at least for some who will want to see the scenes filmed here, in the Czech Republic. The first time a Bond film was shot here, with Prague as Prague, not Vienna or Budapest. I suspect that even if the audience doesn't hoot and clap in the opening scene this time, though they might, there will be at least a good number of remarks in the theater during establishing shots. A good number of teenagers will cry, "Hele vole, Praha," the first time Prague appears, the sentence meaning something like, "Look, man, Prague." When they do, I don't think I'll be able to hold back a smile.